Okay, we're starting the Mishnah in Gittin on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Since we touched on the area of Ein Kinyan Leperos in the Sugya of Shlichus, we're taking a little digression here. So the Mishnah says like this: Hamocher es Sadeo laOved Kochavim. Of course, it means in Eretz Yisrael. Lokeach umevi mimeno bikurim mipnei tikun haolam. So you have to purchase and bring from his stuff bikurim because of tikun olam. So Rashi explains, Hochi garsinan, lokeach umevi bikurim bechol shana tzorach likach mina ovet kolchavim. Bikure peroseha, bedamim yekarim, umeviim lirushalayim. So the way Rashi formulates it, so you sell your Yerusha, your karka, to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachamim said, every year you must not only purchase from the guy the bikurim, but bedamim yekarim, Rashi says. That seems to be part of the institution. I don't know if that was set by Beis Din. I don't know. Or you just have to just pay a premium price. But that's what you have to do. And you have to bring them to Yerushalayim. Why? Mipnei tikun olam. All right, not like the idea of the 21st century idea of Tikkun Olam. It's a little more related to the idea of Kedusha. Shelo yeh ragil limkor karka be'eretz Yisrael ove kochavim. V'gam im machar yatriach lachzor achareha v'liftos. It's a preventative and also an incentive to buy back. That's the Tikkun Olam. In other words, what was the Tikkun Olam? That even though you have the right, as Bilam, to sell Karka of Eretz Yisrael to a guy, because that's part of your Bilas, that's part of your Yerusha, but because of, because of a philosophical ideal that the land of Eretz Yisrael should be, I would say two things, like a two-way street. It should be, it's two sides of the same coin. It should be related to Yisrael. And a Yisrael should be related to his Yerusha. Like the story of, what's his name, in the Navi? No, help me here. What was his name? Nevo Carmeli? Right, he's the king. Izebel's husband. Wanted to buy his vineyard from him. Ahav, thank you. But he said no. His response was, how could I sell the Yerusha of my fathers, my forefathers? I can't do such a thing. Means there's a certain idea that the Yisrael should be related to the to Eretz Yisrael and all the ideas that are contained in that idea. And Eretz Yisrael, that's the function of Eretz Yisrael itself. That it should have a certain effect on the Jew. That he's one with Yerusha Sa'aretz, with the land of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So therefore, even though on a technical Dine Mamonis side he could sell it, but it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. It's a philosophical violation. And therefore, the Chachamim thought that idea so important that they created a system to give a guy a very strong incentive, first of all, to let him know that it's not proper, and to give an incentive to right the situation. So they created this Chiyuv Bikurim on the Bikurei Peros of the guy. Yeah. Okay, that's basically the Mishnah. That is the Mishnah, certainly according to Rashi. Okay. But that's not really our main area. So now let's take a look at the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Afal pi she'ein kinyin la'ovek kochavim beretz Yisrael. Lahafkia midei meiser. Shenemar ki li ha'oretz. Li kedusha sa'oretz. Aval yesh kinyin la'ovek kochavim beretz Yisrael. Lachbor ba. Boros sichin ma'aros. Shenemar ha'shamayim shamayim la'ashem. V'ha'aretz nasan livnei adam. So what does that mean, Rashi? She'ein kinyin im kana ovikachovim karka beretz Yisrael ba'aretz ein kinyano kanoi lahafkia mikdushasa shelo tischayev b'meiser v'Yisrael hakona mimeno min haperos tzarech la'aser. In other words, the kinyan of the guy does not affect the status of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Chiyuvei Trumos HaMaisros. It remains Eretz Yisrael b'kedushasa lehischayev b'mitzvos. And therefore, if a Jew should purchase those peiros, and of course do meruach in his rishus, it would certainly be chayev in Trumas HaMaisros 100%. Okay. And how do you know that? Because the pasuk says, ki li ha'aretz, that the Eretz Yisrael remains unaffected. The Kedushas HaAretz remains unaffected by the kinyan of a guy. Okay, but, yesh kinyin, lachbor ba'boros sichin amaros. Why? Because it says, v'aretz nasa levnei adam, Rashi, shlichol tzorcheyen. Meaning, the kinyin is 100%, the good kinyin. In dine mominis, it's 100% the kinyin. The karka belongs to the guy. And therefore, he has a right to do as he pleases. He has a right to do as he pleases. Okay, good. Nothing too strange there. Sounds right. Okay. V'Rav Elazar Amar Omer Afal pi sheyesh kinyin la'ovek kochavim Be'eretz Yisrael afkia midei meiser Shenemar degon chavolo dagon ovid kochavim. Even though there is a kinyan for a guy such that it will remove, uproot the hilchos trumos ha'maisros, because it says degon cha velo dagon ovid kochavim. Aval ein kinyan la ovid kochavim Be'eretz Yisrael. Lachbor boros sichin amaros. But there is no kinyan to a guy that he can go ahead and change the karka whatsoever. Shenemar lashem haaretz. So, this shita, of course, seems to be so counter any kind of logic. Because you're telling me that it seems that the guy does not have a real bona fide kinyan karka. He can't even touch the land. He has to leave it as it is. However he bought it, he can't play with it. Can't change the contour. Can't do anything. So his kinyan clearly is... Well, not clearly. It's unclear what it is. And yet somehow that very completely, what let's call it for now, inferior kinyan, whatever it may be, it's not a real kinyan mamon, and yet it's enough of a kinyan to remove kedusha. This does not make any sense. What kinyan, if he doesn't even have a real kinyan karka, how is it possible you tell me that his kinyan removes the kedusha saharetz for trumas and maestros? It makes no sense. That is a serious, serious problem in this Gemara. Okay? That's the big problem that I don't know if I saw it in any of the Rishonim, but it's certainly that's the problem that all the but many Achronim raise. Okay, most notably, I saw Rav Chaim and then Rav Aaron Kotler in his Mishnas Rabbi Aaron on Zroyim. That's the kash they asked. Okay. So what's also another, so I think where we should go from here, I think maybe we should go straight to the Reb Chaim. Unless somebody wants to offer a possibility, but because Reb Chaim takes up, besides that problem in the Gemara, which he actually gets to in the middle of his piece, but it's a key, and you know, it's really central to the area, understanding that machlokas, obviously. He takes up a problem in the Rambam himself. The way the Rambam formulated this area. So if you take a look in the Rambam, and I think that's probably where we'll probably stop with this Rambam, but the Rambam says like this, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. Yeah, Yud. He says this, Goy shekona karka be'eretz Yisrael lo hifkia min ha-mitzvos ela harehi b'kidushasa. So the Rambam seems to be pretty clearly holding that ein kinyan l'goy be'eretz Yisrael. And he expresses it in this first sentence exactly the way we understood it. In other words, a goy shekona karka b'eretz Yisrael lo hifkia min ha-mitzvos ela harehi b'kidushasa means it's kidushasa vis-a-vis mitzvos. But then he continues, lefikach im chazer Yisrael v'locha mimeno eina kekibush yachid. Therefore, if a Jew went back and purchased it from the guy, he purchased the karka from the guy, it's not considered a kibush yachid. What's the Ram talking about kibush yachid here for? Now the implication is that the Rambam wants to let you know that since you hold ein kinyan, therefore the guy buying it didn't strip Eretz Yisrael from being Eretz Yisrael. And it's not just kedusha vis-a-vis mitzvos, but it's telling you ein kinyan la'akum, meaning that his purchase does not remove its status as being considered Eretz Yisrael mamish, meaning that his buying it, if you held the other way, it would mean it becomes chutz la'aretz. So the Rambam's telling you, lefikach, chem chaz Yisrael v'lachem mena eino kikibush yachid. You don't say that now it's a kibush of a yachid, which of course does not give it a status of Eretz Yisrael, which the Rambam made clear in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos. Read Halachas Aleph Beis Gimel. Because a kibush yachid does not give it the status of Eretz Yisrael. You need kibush rabim, ayidei melech, novi. Okay? El amafresh trumos umaitros umevi bikurim. Vakol min haTorah kilalo nimkara lagoy me'olam. And it's all from the Torah as if it wasn't sold to the guy at all. So, as I said, the implication of the Rambam is that if you in fact held Yesh Kinyan, you would say that buying it back would be a kibush yachid, meaning the kinyan of the guy would strip it of its shame, Eretz Yisrael, completely. Not insofar as, you know, whether or not the bailus of the guy prevents mitzvos. But it's simply not Eretz Yisrael. And of course, if that's true, that's the Rambam's implication, and you'll see there's going to be a very big problem in the Gemara, but I'll wait for Reb Chaim for that. But the question is, I mean, where did the Rambam get this idea from? Why should I think that the kinyan of a guy should render something into chutz laretz? It's not olal hadas. I'm a person in Eretz Yisrael. I have a Yerusha. I'm a Baal, a Bailus. I have a right to sell it. The fact that I sell it, does that take it out of the definition of the country that it's in? The shame Eretz Yisrael? It just doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem like it makes sense. Where does the Rambam know such a thing? And by the way, and what are the psukim? I mean, if you did the Gemara on Mem Zayin, and if you haven't, please do. I mean, the Gemara's whole thing is based on Deguncha, Diguncha. In other words, Deguncha, Diguncha are miutim insofar as Chiyuve Mitzvos. But where does anyone say that it's not Eretz Yisrael? If it was not Eretz Yisrael, who cares about Deguncha, Diguncha? It's simply not Eretz Yisrael. I don't think you worry about Deguncha, Diguncha on Peros in the Five Towns. It's simply not Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing to talk about. So it's not Olal Adas, the implication, and yet it seems that's what the Rambam is saying. That's the whole thrust of Ein Kinyan, that it doesn't do that. So the other side says it does do that. Moreover, the Gemara, if you know the Gemara at all, even before you, we'll get to the case I told you, that Reb Chaim has, is a major kash against the Rambam, that's down the Daf, one of the Tashmas. But you simply see that nowhere is there any implication anywhere in the Gemara that it's about the very definition of the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. It's only about its Kedusha, like the Rambam said in the open, which is very good. Lo ifkia min ha-mitzvos el arehi b'kedushasa. Meaning its status insofar as mitzvos. Because that's a question of the guy. Of who's the bailam? Who's peros are they? So the Rambam, this Rambam is requires a real explanation. Okay? So you have two problems. The Rambam, the implication of the Rambam, and then, of course, how do you understand Rav Elazar's position altogether? How could it be that there's Yesh Kinyan Lafkia Kedusha, but there's no Kinyan insofar as the real estate, insofar as the Karka? Somehow the Kinyan is what? Stronger insofar as Kedusha than insofar as its most basic aspect of real estate? Doesn't make sense. Those are the problems. Okay? So I guess for next week, let's start going. Let's do that Reb Chaim. I mean, go through the Gemara first and get, you know, I would strongly advise just going, just that one daf. That's all you have to do. Just get to the Tashma about Shlish. You'll see at the bottom of the page, there's a Toshma about Shlish. Just go through the basic facts of that Gemara. And then we'll take up that Reb Chaim slowly. Okay.